We got a crazy message this week on our voicemail from some dude. Claims to be from, I guess, one of the radio stations that we applied to.
Right.
I say he claims to be because his voice sounds very suspicious. But I'll play you the phone call, the message. Then I'll play you another phone call that we actually had like a couple weeks ago on our show. So here we go. This is that phone call I got from some dude who claims to be from some radio station that we applied to. And he just pretty much tears apart our show, which is, you know, a given because we suck.
Hi, this message is for Kieran, or Kieran. Not sure exactly how you pronounce it. I got your resume, and I guess that was a demo CD of show or something that you guys do. I don't know if you read the ad. We were looking for a show of, 3 to 5 years broadcasting experience.
Which we don't have.
This appears just to be like a webcast or something.
F you, man.
That's messed up.
We have a lot of money invested in this show. It's not just a webcast. I'm not just showing my balls on cam like Nicky the Bone.
That's right.
Broadcast experience, meaning you've been on a radio station before, not just the audio, the quality of the audio on your tape. A lot of it just seems...
Okay, we don't send tapes out. It's not 1975. No one ever sends out an audio cassette.
No 8-tracks?
It's all CDs now. No 8-tracks.
Very inside.
That's why I thought this phone call was very suspicious.
The thing was, I would have rather him just call up, be to the point, you guys suck, you have no talent, and
right.
Hang up.
No, it goes on for like a minute.
Like the listener would have to know who everybody was. I didn't really translate to me. I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's even a webcast or if you guys are just messing around, but we were looking for somebody that had some experience. The production on your demo was quite frankly amateurish, as if you guys really have not been doing this for a very long time. I'm just trying to be honest with you guys to help you out, but I don't know if you guys would even get a job.
Howdy.
At a radio station. I don't know if you've tried before. Just don't call you back and telling you this. I'm trying to help you out.
Look what we got here. Got ourselves a pretty little faggot.
See, you should throw in. You should throw in the sound effects. Put it on a CD, batch on it, and then send it back to him.
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
Nothing was prepared for the show.
What are you talking about? Nothing prepared for my show. We prepare a lot. We drink Coke and get on mic.
That's right.
Wish I could play for you over the phone. Some real
Nicky snorts coke off of Ronnie's D.
Demos and some real shows, things that are what I would consider broadcast quality. And what you guys sent in was not. I mean, it seems like something you just slapped together.
Yeah.
With like a piece of digital editing equipment that you might have on your computer, but
yeah.
You guys seriously might want to think about doing something else.
This guy's a stuttering prick.
Very, very nasty.
Yeah.
But this is a very suspicious phone call. Now, I played that whole clip. You guys can recognize that voice. This is a call we got, I don't know, what was this like? Maybe 2 months ago from some dude in New Jersey claiming that we called his cell phone and that he's just, he's calling us back because we called his cell phone and he didn't recognize the number. Now, listen to this voice.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is lunaticradio.com.
What is this? Who are you? What is the... I don't even understand what this is.
Same voice, right?
Sounds similar.
Now, this guy claims internet radio broadcast, pal.
Internet radio?
Yeah. That's the same damn voice. And this guy claims to be an accountant or something on that phone call we found out.
The second call was the gay clone of this guy.
Yeah.
The gay clone.
So I think, actually, yeah.
Oh, it's Nicky's fluffer.
It's the same guy. It's
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, that's just a character on our show. What's your name, pal?
What is your name? You called me.
Oh, do you sell lube?
No, I'm just trying to figure out who called my cell phone.
Obviously, we did.
Because I have the caller ID, and it's got this number on it. Maybe your modem dialed it.
Your modem.
No, I don't think my modem dialed. Who is this guy?
I think your modem, Kieran, dialed.
How many guys are on this
random
line? Why didn't you leave a message if you called my number?
See, he's got that same type of whining voice.
That's right.
It's the same guy. I think we have a closet listener who just likes to bash internet radio shows. What kind of life do you have when you're bashing an internet radio show? We suck. We know. We're trying to get a job, and this guy's consuming his life by calling us and bashing our show.
It sounds like he's a little small downstairs and doesn't get enough.
Right, Doug. I think you're right.
Hey, Skippy, this is a gay party line.
Is your name Skippy?
Join us, no, you're a sea sucker. Get off.
So is this long distance that I dialed?
Maybe.
I don't know. Where are you?
I'm in Jersey.
You're in Jersey?
Do you get a lot of tornadoes there?
You know, Jersey sucks.
Guess what? I'm not paying for this call either.
Whoa!
I'm not paying. I'm not gonna. No, I'm not embarrassing you. See,
I'm not paying for this.
Kieran's getting on his knees.
See, we all got into a fight with him at this point, and this is why he called back and left that nasty message that he claimed to be from some radio place. Anyway, whatever. Let's just press on.